Hello, this is Donnie Smith, part two MIG welding, and we're going to start off today talking about a few parts of the gun. We've got the gun liner, and that has to match the wire that we're using. For example, if we're using 023, as we use an auto body, the liner must fit that. It must be an 023 also. And you also have a contact tip that the wire feeds through, and you know that needs to match also. That wouldn't be an 023 contact tip. And you also have the nozzle, and that's what helps directs the gas, the shielding gas, into the work surface to, you know, keep the oxygen out. That does not have to be changed. It's the same nozzle for whatever wire you're using. But one thing you need to be concerned about that is to keep it clean, because if you're welding and a lot of splatter gets built up in that nozzle, it's going to restrict the amount of gas flow that can, you know, help keep the surface clean. So One way to do that is to use contact or nozzle gel, and that helps keep the splatter down. But before we start welding, we're going to go ahead and jump into the welding part. But before you start welding, you know, there's some things that you might need to do, or you will need to do. And first of all, your work clamp and your electrode, you know, they have to be on metal surfaces. You know, they cannot be painted, so we have to remove the coatings. You know, the clears, paints, and primers that's on the surface. And one thing you want to avoid is using a grinder. Try not to use a grinder too much, because anytime you grind, you're removing metal, and that's thinning the metal. So there, use other things like perhaps a wire brush, or they also make a brush with like plastic teeth on it to help remove those coatings, to remove, you know, the coatings that are on there. Now, a lot of your automotive parts have galvanized coatings that's on there. Now, if that's on there, leave that on there, because you can weld on that, and that provides really good corrosion resistance. Now, a concern with galvanized, though, anytime you're welding on galvanized, you know, it produces a bad gas that's really bad for you, harmful. So be sure that you wear your, approved respirator when welding that. But yeah, leave those galvanized coatings and just weld, you know, weld that to provide the best corrosion protection possible. Another thing you want to do if it's not galvanized is you want to protect the pieces that you're welding together, because once you weld something together, sometimes you can't get behind what you was welding. And if you just spray it with regular primer, it's going to burn off whenever you're welding. So what we have is a weld-through primer. And what that is a zinc-rich primer that helps coat and protect the surface, and when welded, it does not burn it off. It stays on there and helps keep the surface from corroding. So be sure and weld through primers, but be certain not to put it on the exterior parts. I mean, some spray may get on there, but be sure that you get that off there, sand it or whatever, to remove any weld through primer off of the surface before, you know, using your fillers or primers or anything like that, because most of the other automotive products will not stick good, will not adhere good to a weld-through primer. So be sure that anything exposed after the weld's made, you know, any of the weld-through primer is removed. But that pretty well wraps it up for today. Check back tomorrow, and we'll talk more about MIG welding.